Blog Talk Radio. opposed.
Mike Q.
hold it. Hold it. floor. On your 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 floor.
Versus legend one cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen foot and eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just date versus date. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, April 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. How are you girls out there motherfucking doing, honey? We're here to recap the Chicago Awards Ball, the Chicago Aftermath Ball, honey, and anything else that has breaking in ballroom history. Ballroom weekend this weekend, honey. We're here to give it to you. Without further ado, I don't know where the rest of my cast at. I know Ronnie's at work. I don't know where the rest of my cast is at, but I have my good sister here with me, and she's definitely going to come on the line and give y'all what y'all need, honey. She needs no introduction. Y'all know who it is.
Clock the hair.
Clock the hair.
Clock the mug.
Clock the mug.
Clock the nails. Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag.
Clock the bag.
Clock the shoe.
Clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock. It's time to work. Work, 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 work. Move over, amateurs. Taking mine, taking yours. Somebody better hold my purse. Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Hallelujah. Come on, check me, boo. Not you. I'm a pro.
Miss Bridges.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Radio Land out there. You know, I'm not going to be on for long tonight. I have some stores to hit up in the morning.
You got some stores to hit up? What type of stores do you hit it up, girl?
You know, Bloomies.
Oh, you better stay out of those stores, baby. You don't want to be in jail.
No, sweetie, I'm a white woman. They don't catch us.
Oh, they don't catch up, honey. Well, I don't know where Miss Alexis is at. I don't know where my sister Divine Chanel is at tonight, honey. But hopefully they'll text my phone and let me know that they want to get on the show, honey. And we'll call them and we'll bring them on the show. And when Rodney gets some free time at work, he will text me and I will call him and bring him on. And we'll recap the madness, honey. But before we...
Yeah.
Before before we recap the madness and everything, I'm gonna wait for Alexis to call in. I'm gonna wait for Roddy to call in, and we're gonna recap the madness once they get on the line. But before those girls get on the line and we recap the madness, okay? I don't understand, baby. I really don't, Miss A. I love being a transgender woman, London. And I love doing different things and relationships and everything. But certain things
you love doing drag, yeah.
Yeah, I love doing drags. But certain things that you do in a relationship and you know that you do behind closed doors, I think it should stay behind closed doors, okay?
Right,
so if everybody's
right.
in the room and everybody's on the phone line, and all of you girls will go into the official ballroom group, maybe, I'm going to post up this video in the official ballroom group, and it's a fucking outrage, and it's a fucking shame that if you are a transgender woman that you do these type of motherfucking things, honey.
What type of things?
Well, I'm gonna post a video up. I'm loading the video up right now to the chat room. Okay, I'm loading it up right now to the chat room. I'm not tagging it as nothing. I'm not, you know, putting no writing underneath it. But the video is being loaded up to the chat room right now. The video is only gonna be up for about 10 to 15 minutes. So all of you girls, watch the video getting loaded up. Y'all better get your cell phones out. Y'all better record the video, okay? Because I'm taking it down because, you know, I don't want the girls to get the room shut down, and I don't want the girls to get my page flagged. But the video is being uploaded right now, and it's horrible. It's, when I tell you, it's repulsive that the things that's going on in this video, and you call yourself a motherfucking woman, and you want to sit here, and you want to read me, and you want to knock on my motherfucking door, Miss Thang. But I posted the video up right now as we speak, London, so everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room, the Blog Talk chat room, bitch, please get to your... I cannot take no phone calls right now, so please do not call me.
Can you give me a little bit of time? I have to steal my girlfriend's cable from next
door. Oh, well, you got time, London, because it's being uploaded right now. So you got time. But while the video's gonna be, while the video's being uploaded, I see we have some numbers. Let me take these numbers. 678-733, you're live on the air. 678-733, you're live on the air. Can you press 1 and take your hand down, please?
Yeah, please.
Caller, can you press 1 and take your hand down, caller? 678, can you please press 1? Ernie. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Oh, hold on. I got a caller. Honey, I waited for the video to go up. Hold on. Who's calling? Everybody, please stop texting my phone, baby. If you're not texting me,
Kelly, we're holding on, sweetie.
Baby, hold on. Okay. 843-621, you're live on the air. Okay. Wait. 678-683, you're live on the air. Okay. Okay, everybody, the video's up. Refresh your page, Mistake, Miss Jardice, baby, legend, or whatever she wants to be called, Mistake, is on Amtrak, Mistake, getting her train sucked by a piece of motherfucking train on the train, Mistake. And you call yourself a woman and it's the things that you want to do, Mistake, and moaning and groaning and sounding like a fucking nigga while you getting your train sucked by this boy on the train, Mistake. Where do Fib Queens do this at, baby? Okay, this is horrible. It's nasty. It's repulsive. You need to peel up out of drags because women don't do these things. Stop your shit, Manny's. So all y'all girls, y'all better go get a piece of the video, Miss A, before I take her down, Miss A, because you know the girls will report us, honey. The girls will definitely report us, honey, so y'all better go and get y'all a piece of it, honey. It's up, bitch. It is up. Get y'all a piece, Miss Thang. Get y'all a piece, Miss Thang, honey. Okay? And you call yourself a woman, Miss Thang, and these are the things that you want to do, honey. Baby, so y'all girls better record it, Miss Thang, and post it all over the place, Miss Thang. Get y'all a piece, honey, because I'm going to be taking her down, honey, real soon, honey. Okay? Baby,
that,
yes.
That's a complete disaster.
What do you think about that, London?
I think that's ferocious. It's disgusting. And I just really want to cry right now.
Hello? I'm doing the radio show. As soon as I finish doing the radio show, I'm going to call you back. You're going to be up like around 2 o'clock? Okay.
Really?
Okay, I'm back as soon as I'm done. Okay. Hello, London?
No, is she really serious, moaning and groaning like that?
Yes, she moaning and everything, like a piece of trade and everything.
Oh, my.
If anybody, I'm uploading it in the special place, too, okay? But what I'm saying, and moaning like a piece of trade and everything.
Like the only trade.
Bitch, ain't that ridiculous? And she calls herself a femme queen.
It's sad.
It's like, and this is the thing that the girls want to do, and they want to a femme queen.
She impersonates Janet, so you know she gets up and drags to be, you know, impersonate Janet. So basically, she just plays in women clothing.
Hold on, we have another caller. 404-447. You're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
That is wrong. Fucking. Wrong. It's dead wrong. It's wrong fucking body. Okay? That is some fucked up shit, Kelly. When I seen that motherfucking shit, I will never catch a goddamn Amtrak, Demeter Joe, motherfucking midnight train to Georgia on this side of the motherfucking South Side again. I am devastated. I will no longer have the same definition of trade as any butch motherfucking queen. On this side of the motherfucking house, I am over it. It's dead fucking wrong.
Baby, yeah, she was on that late night train to Georgia, honey, getting her train sucked by the boy, honey.
Oh, shit.
And these are the girls, and this is, and the girls want to sit here and they want to read me, and you call yourself a femme queen? I'm gagging. Get out of here. Stop
what? She tries to read you, Kelly.
Yeah, she's always at my door, honey. She just knocked on my door earlier in the chat room, honey. And I told her that I'll be knocking on her door real soon, honey. Fucking bad.
That big oak tree meat. That shit was ridiculous. You lost.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, veiny dick.
Baby, I didn't do anything. I told
you. You didn't do nothing, Kelly. She did it to herself.
I don't understand, Johnny. I don't understand why you said I did this one. I didn't do it.
You didn't do nothing.
You posted this up in your gag room show, okay? And it winded up on my desk. God help me.
Oh, no.
She recorded it.
But no.
Okay, well, thank you, Paula. Hold on. All right. Sister, I can't see your number, sister, because it's so many callers up here, sister. I don't see your number. Press 1 again, sister, so I can try to bring you up, sis. We have is 202-610. You're live on the air.
Kelly, that junk is down.
Huh?
They took that junk down, Kelly.
They took what down?
They took the post down.
What post?
They took the post down. You couldn't even get a chance to get into it when you said it was uploaded.
Oh, well, the video is still up.
No, it's not, baby.
Oh, it's down already?
Nope.
No, the video is still up. The video is still up.
It's not up. I don't see it.
Ernie, The video is still up. I'm looking at it right now on my page.
Refresh your page.
I just refreshed my page. The video is still up.
But Jesus, I cannot see this. I would not.
The next caller is 404-979. You're live on the air.
Girl, that's motherfucking late. Like, girl, why the fuck would you want to do some shit like that? You know, that's disgusting to me.
Maybe because this is what the trade does.
Girl, that's nasty. It's late. Hey, beauty girl.
Hey.
Hello.
Baby, hold on. Thank you, caller. We got another caller. The next caller we have is 209-752. You're live on the air.
You got me. I was wondering, what did you guys post? I came on the show a little late.
You said what?
I came on the show a little late. What did you guys post? Who? What was the video of?
And the video is in the room.
Well, I'm on the phone line. I'm not by the internet.
The video was of a man giving another man oral sex, basically.
So who was the family that this was taking place
next? Facing the chiropractor.
Okay, when you're facing the chiropractor. The next caller we have is 267-902. You're live on the air.
Callie?
Yeah. Hold on one minute. Let me call my sister. Devon, hang up the phone, Devon. I'm about to call your phone right now, Devon. Hold on. I have to get my sister on the phone line. Hold on, caller. I'm trying to get my sister on the phone line.
Caller, you can speak while she's...
Hi, London.
Hey, hello. Nicole.
Hi, Callie. What's up?
Who is that? Janice, hold on. Let me give Devon her intro. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Lord,
what's the fire? Hello. My niggas pull triggers.
Devon, you're live on the air.
Hello, Devon.
Hiya.
Oh, Nicole.
Hi, Devon.
Oh, my God.
London, what's up, babe?
Hello.
Kelly.
Yes. Sister, oh, my God. Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Baby, let me tell y'all something. I've been holding on to this video, bitch, I think it was Saturday. I've been holding on to this video since Saturday. I was going to release it, but I get ready. No, I'll wait until I'm on the show, honey, to release it on the show, honey.
OMG. Kelly, you hit the shit. No shame.
Baby, was that Don Cornelius on the Soul Train?
Girl, that was on Amtrak, honey.
That was on Amtrak?
Oh, no.
Okay, baby. Look, honey, I'm so sorry to you girls. I'm so sorry to you girls in the chat room, Miss Day. Y'all can make, to anybody that didn't get the chance to see the video, Miss Day, I know it will definitely be circulated because the girls have recorded it. Somebody can definitely make a topic in the chat room and definitely make another thing, and y'all can finish y'all reading and saying what y'all was saying. But I had to take the video down for legal purposes, and I don't want y'all needs to try to get us shut down. The video is down, but y'all girls can definitely make another topic up there, and y'all can definitely go from y'all topic and say how y'all feel and everything with everything that was going on.
Are you sure it's Janice?
Yes, that's Janice. Baby, she was on the post. She posted it up herself. That's her.
Wow. Girl, you see that motherfucking hand? Hell yeah, that's Janice.
Yes, honey. Hold on, we get it. I'm a co-host on the line, honey. We get it, Rodney on the line, honey, baby. Hold on, we got Wade. Where's it at? So we got Rodney live on the air now.
Everybody, put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks.
Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Hands up.
Rodney,
hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. No, we were just talking about Johnny's getting her cock sucked on the train by the trade, bitch, and going to Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Baby, oh, no, that's a there it is. Baby, it's a man.
How are you?
Rodney, since you're Father Cocktail, why don't you do, like, a drink of the week or something like that, like, every week?
Like where?
No, just mention a drink of the week, your drink, your choice.
Oh, I can start that. I'll start that next week, London. I'm not a problem.
That would be lovely.
Yes. Well, hold on.
This week's drink is called Nut on the Amtrak.
Baby, yes, honey. Hold on.
Hey, Divine, what's going on?
Hi, brother. What's going on?
Stop texting my phone, please. Y'all aggravated me. I'm about to put my phone back in the bedroom. I'm about to put my phone back in my bedroom. Find
oh
the corner, you're live on the air. Find the corner, you're live on the air.
Baby.
Hey, private caller, you're gone, honey. But yeah, honey, that was my highlight. I told the girls, don't stop knocking on my door. Stop sitting for me, okay? Hold on, I got the picture too, Miss Day. So I got the picture she posted up too. Hold on, I got it in my phone. Hold on, I'm gonna post a picture up of the boy so y'all can see what he looks like. I'm gonna post the picture in the official ballroom group. Alrighty. Hold on. Where's the official board? Oh my God, my computer just went down. I'm getting a picture. Y'all can talk while I get the picture, honey, on my phone. I'm gonna post a picture up the tray so y'all get a full visual of him and everything. I got the picture too. So y'all get the full visual of what he looks like, honey. He was slobbing on that meat, Miss Thing, on the train, Miss Thing. Just so nasty, Miss Thing. And then she calls herself a femme queen, Miss Thing. Then you want to read me? Why read me, Miss Thing? Honey, hold on. Where's that damn picture at, honey? I saved that picture someplace in my phone.
Oh, goodness. Kelly, oh my God, that video is no.
I mean, call it here. I want to know what was you thinking when you was on in that Amtrak bathroom, your train sucked. And if anybody looked in the fucking the bathroom, honey, you can see, bitch, the bathroom was all dirty and filthy and everything. You're thinking you just be pulling it out like that,
baby. She wanted to give Trey the hose.
Maybe. Well, she gave Trey more than the hoes, honey. I don't know what the fuck I did with that picture. I had the picture of the boy, too. I don't know what the fuck I did with the picture. Bitch, I don't know what I did with the fucking picture. I got to find it. I got to look through my phone because I had a picture of the boy, too. I got to look through my phone. I think I might have erased it when I was cleaning up my phone yesterday. Oh, no, I got it right here. Why? Okay. Let me upload it to my page on Facebook right now, and then I'll take it from there. Rodney, your recap for this weekend, Rodney?
Everybody did the recaps already?
No, we haven't done the recap yet. We were talking about, I was waiting for you and Devon and Alexis to get on before we started the recap, honey, but we were talking about Janice and, you know, and this boy.
Give me one second.
Okay. Hold on. I got the picture now. Hold on. I got the picture now. So now I'm gonna delete. Confirm delete. Hold on. I got the picture now. So now I'm gonna post the picture up. Post the picture up in the room. I know the girls don't record the video, so you know the video will be circulated other places, Miss Thing girl, you know. And for any of you bitches that's a bold bitch, Miss Thing, and y'all wanna post and y'all got a fake profile or y'all wanna post it back up, I can't have my page blocked. Baby, but if any of you bitches a bold bitch and y'all wanna post it back up in the group, y'all more than welcome to post that back up in the group. I'll get permission for that. That is. Hey, I can't. It's too many people. I don't post the picture. I posted the picture up of the voice. It's too many people. It's too many. I cannot clear the phone lines. There's too many people on the phone lines that's been on hold for hours, girl. Y'all already know that this show was going to get crazy and digital. Okay? Baby. But I posted the picture up of the tray, Miss Say. I don't know if it's a really good picture, but that's the tray that was marching her off, honey. Baby, it's posted up in the group, honey. Oh, bitch, I'm hot. Oh, Lord. Who is this? Who's...
She looks like a slobber-nobber.
Okay. He looks like a slobber-nobber? That's what you think, London?
Yeah.
He looked like he was enjoying it. And the way the way she was moaning, it sounded like a piece of tray. She looked like both of those niggas looked like they was enjoying themselves. Baby, they was baby. He was moaning and everything, and he was moaning, bitch. Those niggas was going in. And then I heard it's a part two to the video too of her fucking him in the bathroom. Johnny, yeah. So you gonna pick that out so he can get on my dad? Honey. Okay. So. Yes, no, honey. We're here, honey. So, Lonnie, did you hear any tea about the ball this weekend that you would like to report? They said you was in the building. That's what some of the girls was giving.
I just know
that orange the manager.
I just know you vote down at the aftermath.
The orange banana strawberry. Oh yeah, I did. I gave a little light. It wasn't too much. Just a little light. You know, I had to get in, honey. Baby, you don't have to go in, honey.
Is your back definitely okay after you fell to the stage like that?
Well, London, I fell gracefully and like a lady, London. Okay, baby, that stage. If it wasn't my sister Tayana and Tone's ball, bitch, I would have stayed there on the floor and I would have sued somebody.
But Janice is getting her meat sucked like a lady, but it doesn't make a difference. She had nails on. Come on.
No, honey, hold on. No, London. I'm not saying as a femme queen that you cannot do those things. I'm not saying that. But to just take and promote that and just put it all over the place and in your group and stuff, like, it's cute. It's not becoming of a lady. It's really not.
At all.
That's not. Ladies don't do things like that. And you want to call yourself a lady. You don't do things like that.
All right, Kelly, I'm back.
Okay.
Well, my weekend, it was a short trip to Chicago this time. I got there Saturday and left Monday because I had to get back in time to go to work. But, you know, the Prodigy fam was definitely out in the building. I had a wonderful time. With the family for the meeting, for the dinner on Sunday. Everything was good and fun. The ball, I was enjoying myself at the ball. I really was. I was enjoying myself until the little, you know, disturbance or whatever that caused the ball to shut down. Also want to say congrats to JD Prodigy for your win for executive, and also Tracy and London Prodigy for your win for runway and the grand prize. And big shout out to the house for the other years that we did receive at the ball as well for the hard work over the years. And good job to Daughter and Tone for trying to, you know, go out their way to make sure that everybody was taken care of and the ball was going off without a hitch. And things of that nature. It was minimal shade. And I do want to say about the grand prize that she should have closed it. I mean, but it was closed. Selvin counted down, I think twice this time. He counted down, and no one came out. You didn't see any wings. You didn't see anything in the building. And then once they closed the category, they thought we were playing and we were getting ready to move on. Then all of a sudden, everybody wanted to pop out. And so, you know,
at that point, she decided, you know, she showed everybody that she had a 1500, so won't nobody be saying, oh, you tried it. But they said it anyway. You tried, you want to get away with the money. No, bitch, y'all motherfuckers didn't want to come out. Y'all want to see who wanted to come out first and who wanted to do this shit. Y'all know we pressed for time. Time went up an hour. Motherfuckers still hanging in the back, hanging in the back, hanging outside, doing all this shit. You had to order categories. You knew the motherfucking category was coming up. As soon as you saw it was coming up, bring your stinking ass inside the building and get ready to walk the fucking category. That shit be pissing me off. Every bar for grandfathers, we go through this shit.
Rodney.
Because girls want to feel grand, girls want to feel diva, you know, girls want to feel like they icons, bitch.
And then when they close the category twice, then everybody run up with their hands in the air, you know, the church finger, wait, they here, and then, because we was getting up, because that was the last category in the first half, so the judges were actually getting up, but because we had to wait on those people to come out, get their chins, their facts and all that type of stuff, that means we had to sit down a little bit longer, and then they had to do other categories while they get situated, and then they, because the money was $1,500, the category was closed, she had every right to say, okay, y'all can walk, but it's not for anything, but she still offered about, I think, $600 or $700, and then they wound up being $900 or something like that, but then it just so happened we didn't finish the final battle anyway, but, you know, to the girls that did come out, some of you were on point. Some of you were skeptical, and some, you know, was just there.
And some of you girls.
Some of them shouldn't have been
there.
Be
that part.
Thank you.
And some of you girls were just fill-ins.
Some of the girls should have been in lingerie. Period. But that's just my opinion. Hold on, we get our sister on the line, honey. So she might have a lot to say. Everybody's just getting through, honey. The lines have been jam packed since motherfucking 10:50, honey. The lines have been motherfucking full, bitch. Okay? Hold on, Miss Snow is in the building.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bad her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Miss Snow.
You already know.
Yeah, it's honey.
No.
Hey, London.
What's going on, Alexis?
Hey, everybody, how are you?
I'm good at work as usual.
That's great. So what have we discussed so I can go ahead and start this yet?
He was doing his recap, but we was talking about the video of John A.
I've heard about that all weekend. Next.
Yeah, I'll give my recap of the ball, and then I'm moving on to the mini ball now. The mini ball was actually a lot of things as well, but, of course, I blame the patrons again. The flyer said doors open at 7, ball starts at 9:30.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Rodney Call has dropped. Hold on. Let's get Rodney back on the phone line. Hold on. We got to get Rodney back. His call dropped. Hold on. I'm getting Rodney back right now. Rodney, you're back live on the air, Rodney. Rodney?
Yeah.
Okay, you're back.
Okay. Got disconnected. The flyer said doors open at 7, $12 before 9:30, ball starts at 9:30, $20 after. And the people still did not get in the building until 11:30, 12 o'clock. We had to be out of there at a certain time, so obviously they had to shut the ball down. We had one category, but they did have a Plan B venue that we went to, but because of the noise restrictions in the residential area, they had to tone it down a little bit, And then obviously with that, we only did three more categories. So it was like two venues. You know, it was just that. But Contrero definitely went out his way to secure the venue before shutting down the ball and stuff like that. So I commend him on that. And with your bands, you still got in at the other venue. I mean, congrats to Amori Alua Blahnik. I think I heard him say Blahnik for winning overall performance for 500. That category was a lot. It was a lot going on. And also Grand Prize from Sex Siren to the House of Prodigy, Kenyon and Paris Prodigy, Grand Prize for Sex Siren. Then after that, I left the mini ball, went straight to the airport, me, myself, and Kenyon, and we flew back to the east side, and here I am at work.
Well, my recap... somebody was saying something?
Go ahead. I went next turn.
My recap on the Chicago Awards Board is, I'm going to start with Friday night, honey. Tiana and Tone definitely had a meet and greet for anybody that was in town at this upscale bar downtown Chicago when it was open bar from 7 to 12 o'clock with all top shelf liquor and all free food. It was definitely cute to definitely see the girls that was in town and mingle and caught up with the girls that was in town. Congratulations on that. Honey, that's the first time I ever been out of state and somebody has done that at a ball, have like a meet and greet and all free top shelf liquor and everything. That was cute. Saturday, I really didn't get a chance to motivate around the ball. Thanks to my daughter, Coco Ebony, honey, because, you know, I had to order me a new pair of boots, Miss Thing, and they wasn't broken in. So I really didn't get a chance to really motivate around the ball like that. I was restricted to my table because my boots was really tight and not broken in, so I didn't get a chance to move around. It was an altercation with Rorel. That's Rorel and the Lavon. That's how I'm pronouncing it right?
Lavon.
Probably not, but we're gonna move on.
Lavon. Okay. And I forgot the boy name that was kicked in the face by Lavelle, and then it just went total chaos after that bitch, and it wasn't the first altercation at the war. This is the third altercation.
Kelly, yes? Was this before or after you fell in the stage?
This was after I fell in the stage, Alexis, okay? Okay.
Somebody fell in the stage earlier. Who was that? In that same spot.
Kool-Aid and what's her name? Gigi Chanel.
Yes, for Women's Face. That's right.
Kool-Aid and Gigi Chanel fell in the stage first, okay? And so then, Foot and Eyewear came up, and so I was out there with the legendary Kevin Mizrahi. Congratulations to him for his win with Foot and Eyewear. And I was handing out all this Godiva chocolate to all the judges. And I stepped back, and the motherfucking stage gave way, baby. But the way the stage gave way, mistake, I fell down like cunt. It wasn't something dramatic or over the top, mistake, the way the girls was making it seem.
They say you was passing out something and was like, oh, the bitch is back. As soon as you said the bitch is back, you fell like
I fell. The stage gave away again. The same part that gave away on Gigi and Kool-Aid, it gave away again, bitch. And I was sitting there and I was gagging. And that was it. But, you know, then the two altercations that happened before the main altercation that stopped it, bitch, you know, and then the ball was over. And then we had fun, me and myself and Rodney and Man and the Prodigies and everybody else that was still left in the venue. We did a bunch of aftermaths and had fun and everything. And it was cute. The aftermaths and everything was cute. Then we went to the ball on Sunday. And I had more fun on Sunday than I did on Saturday. I was able to motivate around the girls' building. It was really cute. The change of venue and everything still happened. But it was still really cute and it was fun. It was much more fun than it was on Saturday or Sunday.
We done with the political. part.
Yes, now start your shit.
Okay, so now let's start with this. Congratulations to all six of the newly acknowledged legends, Lala, Escada, Tom Balenciaga, Billy Rodeo, Latoya Ebony. Who am I missing?
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys, Sydney Starr, Escada, and Angel Prodigy. Congratulations to them. What was this big thing about the Ebonies and the Prodigies after the ball?
The Ebonies and Prodigies.
Yeah, there was some man and Marquise's arguing, and then it turned into a big, like, what was all that about?
I don't really know. All I know is I was on the chair and I was doing the aftermath, and then Marquise jumped in front of the camera and Marquise started going off. So I just walked away, and I really didn't get the logistics of what Marquise was talking about. So I have to wait until the aftermath is posted up once Corey gets back to New York so I can actually hear what Marquise was saying. But after it was over, I kept hearing him talk about the politics of the ballroom scene, and he's not scared of this person and that person. And then he flipped over a table as he was going out the door. But I really don't know what he was basically talking about, so I have to wait until the aftermath to make a rebuttal.
Okay. You know, I got this and people's stories, so I'm trying to figure out. Like,
right, because Chica asked me about that, too, and I was like, Dante had told him no, it wasn't no Ebony Prodigy, nothing at the ball. And Chica was like, oh, okay, well, I do apologize, Dante. I was hearing I said something, whatever. Right. But no, it wasn't no Ebony Prodigy or anything.
Oh, yeah, shit.
About that at the mini ball, and I was confused, too.
Miss Laura Spears on Facebook, you are so fierce, Miss Say, girl. You are so fierce, Miss Say. They said she sent the video to Johnny's mother and her aunt on Facebook.
Oh, my God. That's fierce.
Get out there, Miss Laura. So, Alexis, let's get into what everybody wants to really talk about, okay? Everybody want to talk about these legendary statuses, honey, okay? The girls have been reading, honey. Well, the girls have been reading.
Since you brought it up, let me go ahead and get it up,
the girls said they see Tone, they see Angel, and they see Toya, but they don't see the other two.
You missing three.
Well, who was the third other one?
You said Tone, Toya, and Angel. You missed Sydney Starr, and Billy Rodeo?
No, they said they see Angel, they see Toya, they see Tone, but they don't see the rest.
That's the other three. It was six, not five.
Oh, well, six.
Remember they said that they deemed somebody on their own on that something like. Somebody had, like, a dean on their own. They were supposed to be
they
deans.
They didn't say that, Alexa. Stop your shit. They didn't say anything.
Okay, and so what I got from it was, Miss Day, they didn't see Sydney Starr. They didn't see Lala. And who was the other person?
Billy Rodeo.
Yeah, they didn't see them. But I don't understand. They said I heard that it was two girls on the list for Chicago and only six people got through.
I heard it was almost 60.
No, they said it was 62 to be exact.
Oh, 62, okay.
Yes, it was 62, and all the girls didn't get through, and everybody wanted to know what happened to Ronaldo, why Ronaldo's name wasn't on the list, and so what I got from the conversation was, they said Ronaldo lives in New York now, so if it is going to happen, it will happen at the New York City Awards Ball, and I was saying to myself, well, why would it happen at the New York City Awards Ball if Ronaldo is originally from that area, but they said now that he lives in New York, what happened in New York. So that's the tea that I get, honey. But the girls don't see Ms. Lala and all those and Ms. Keys and stuff. So I don't know. What's your opinion, Michelle?
I mean
y'all hold on 1 second. Someone just text me. I'll be bringing them on the line in 1 second. Hold please.
Hold on, and I'm about to I'm waiting for my computer to come back. Hold on. Marcus, you're live on.
Mother.
Oh boy, here we go.
Marcus, you're live
on
the air.
Hello,
this
is this fake shit I'm talking about.
Marcus,
we
Marcus,
ain't say nothing. No.
Hold on 1 second. I got somebody from the Alliance on the phone.
Tried that.
My name is Tony.
He tried that. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. We'll put you back on hold, Marcus. Thank you. Hey, Marcus.
Well, Tony, since we since we got Tony on the air, maybe before Marcus speak, Tony.
What?
What's the tea with you and Tony?
Oh, see, we get along.
Oh, baby, not from what I got out of these messages.
Well, you asked me. I can only tell you what he told me when he called me on Sunday. After it was cleared up, somebody was trying to cause the confusion, and that was it.
Okay. Well, baby,
I guess I'm gonna
have to wake this ballroom council group up with these motherfucking messages, honey, and post these messages in the official ballroom radio station, honey.
But it wasn't no 62 names; it was 7 names.
Oh, it was 7.
Okay. So 7 people were supposed to be Dean TT, or
7 people named was brought to the list, but only 6 got approved.
Okay.
Okay, Marcus, and your team, Marcus.
Y'all got some motherfucking nerve. Y'all paid the Atlanta demon. Y'all paid the Philly demon. Y'all paid the North Carolina demon. And y'all gonna get here and read about Chicago. Y'all got some motherfucking nerve. Then, I mean, it's no shame. Y'all, let me be clear. The two of y'all, let the people come on and say what they have to say. If they don't see, you know, Lala or Lisa Keys or Billy or whoever they don't see, I don't be.
Wait, Marcus, you going in and out. Repeat that, please.
What I'm saying is, I think y'all should let the people come on and say what they have to say, because it seems as though y'all have censored some of us who wanted to comment about other people being deemed. It was done.
Well,
it has so been ordered, and so they are legends. And if they don't see it, then chop them.
Marcus, this is not Milan's show. We do not censor anything over here.
Y'all do, though.
Hold on. Y'all didn't say anything about not seeing nobody.
That's true. No, we did.
Right. Nobody said that.
We would stop.
No, I'm talking about just now. Who said? Kelly said the people said that they didn't see. We didn't score.
Oh, I didn't
voice
people
my
that
opinion.
Just don't see people. I mean,
baby, the girls that
question.
Come up, the girls come up to me the same way. You know, we sit around and the girls come up and they say what they say about different
they
balls and have
because their name didn't get. They're pressed because they wasn't deemed. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Maybe if they do a little more, they'll get deemed. And if they want to come on, maybe we can provide some recommendations to them. See, because being legendary to me is not important, but maybe I could tell somebody what they should do. First thing should be stop worrying about other people and worrying about them. Maybe if they travel a little bit more, they'll get it. It's no shame.
Marcus,
and Alicia Keys' name, those are two names you can say first name only. You never have to say a last name behind it, and they're still known. So regardless of the matter, to me that's legendary. And once those no-name girls become one-name girls, maybe that'll be a step in the right direction for them.
Marcus,
yes.
Marcus, are you feeling some type of way about the situation because they hold
no,
the same last name as you?
I see had y'all said other names, but it's no shade. Those wouldn't be the only names I would question on that list, and y'all really sitting here trying it. Like, politics in the bottom scene is like a motherfucker.
Marcus, you said that you like to just put it out there and the girl should call it themselves. You're here on the line right now, so put it the fuck out there.
I'll see. This is the point that I make it. I don't really have anything in it. If I have a problem with it and they walk against my house member and
you don't
they
have to have no say. You don't have to have no say, Marcus.
I will address my concerns on the floor when it matters. It's no point of reading on the radio. If
okay,
they beat my number, we'll address it then.
Legendary bitch herself is on the motherfucking line. It's the legendary one herself, Miss Goddess Rosea.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening, good all that good stuff to everybody. Now, let's be real, because Tony just messed something up.
Hold on one second, sis. Marcus, to piggyback on what you said, when Marcus and Ava was deemed, they read on the show on that Monday. When Tim Tim and Kimmy and all those people deemed, they read on that on Monday as well. So,
you know, no, they did.
I don't remember that on the show.
You don't remember them reading who?
I don't remember them reading nobody.
Do you remember how Kelly had to put me on mute because I had to curse the bitch out about talking about my motherfucking child?
Okay, since we're talking about the demon and stuff, we're going to keep it 100 because Alexis was trying to get to it, but I'm going to get the fuck to it because I told y'all I'm not going to be boring tonight. So here you go.
Well, that's what Godus is about to do. Hold on, let Godus say
it. The fucking council said that, apparently, allegedly, that the council said that Angel Lane did not make the list, but I, Rodney, little old Rodney Prodigy, went and deemed Angel myself, which was 100% false, but the rumor got some kind of way twisted up, and that's what happened. I got a call from Tony, my father. I got a call from Harold, Aga, about that situation. So obviously there was some truth to it.
So
you address that as well, Goddess?
That's not who said it.
Wait, I was coming to address that. I was, because I am part of that council that made this vote when only five names were sent to Chicago for the demon. So I know who names was on there and who names was not on there. So a sixth name was never on there. So how did that sixth name get on there is concerned that I'm really concerned about. It is her due time, sure enough. But it's a guideline that this council is trying to set forward that should have been followed that was not followed. So basically, people feel like they still can do what they want to do. To icons, whoever it is, we having this problem saying that the commentator's been doing it. Now legends and icons feel like they're going to do it anyway. Fuck what the council is trying to do or preserve. Bitches feel like, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. So fuck a bitch. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. TT, hold on. TT number one, where you at?
I'm at home
in Detroit.
Right here,
okay. Let me ask you a question, T. Now that it should be over, congratulations, Lala and Sala.
Congratulations.
LaToya Tench, Tom Balenciaga, Alicia Keys, and Billy Rodeo. Welcome you five to your legendary status. Now, were you unaware of the sixth person when that post was made?
I didn't know there was no sixth person until they called me.
Okay.
But as you see, when I came on, let me finish. When I came on, I didn't go down that road. Because this is my thing. How do you want to blame the person that received something when they had no input in it?
At all.
So I don't believe in embarrassing people. I think that's really tacky. I think that people that waste their time trying to embarrass people, there's something wrong with them. I think what Alexis is trying to get through to people is that if there's a process, then find out what the process is, and then you'll understand a little bit better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the problem that's going on. I'm not going to get on here. If I got something to say to Rodney, I'm not going to get on I'm going to call Rodney.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I think Alexis has got something different because Alexis is speaking the same mind that she speaks in the council. She's been very vocal about what just happened. So.
Because if I would have did that myself, what I would have done at the ball when I was on the microphone, I would have said, the council did not deem her, but I'm going to be the bitch tonight and do it my motherfucking self. But I received a call from a council member. I'm just getting it all out. Bear with me.
You're not about to calm down.
I'm not being censored, so I'm just getting it out.
He can talk because he ain't offended nobody. So he can
I'm speaking amongst friends and families. Are we good? So okay. When I was approached, I was received a call from a council member that said Angel was okay. So it was proceeded on with the process. I didn't know, who was on the council, who voted, who did what. I didn't know anything about anything. So for me to be accused of single-handedly deeming somebody myself, I felt offended, and I'm calling that person a fucking liar. Whoever said that I did it myself, you're a fucking liar because I didn't.
Okay. Can I ask you a question, Brian? Can you tell us who was the council member that gave you that phone call?
James Icon.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sure
Tiana said that you had already planned to do this, but we're going to move on. But anyway, I don't really care about all that, but here's how it goes so people will know, because evidently every time you say it, people get selective amnesia. Angel name came up.
How are you
going to
tell me? I'm kind of
right
with it.
No.
Hello?
Wow, that's Kelly.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Angel name came up, and what was the other guy's name, Alexis, TJ?
DJ, I thought DJ was legendary.
No, T.I. Ebony was the other person.
T.I., right. The problem is that this is the problem that goes on. We have asked every single house to send up the names of the people. When I separated them out, there was only 7 names from the Midwest. If your name is not on the list, we don't vote for you. That makes no sense. Your house is going to send the names up. That is not our job.
And
we do not micromanage other houses.
And the rule is I cannot nominate nobody outside of Rodeo. So that's why a lot of people didn't make it to the list to get deemed or even be considered, because they were not put in the list, on the list, by a representative from their house. It was allegedly, it was 2 representatives from every house in this group that we are in. It got cut down, some then left the group. So it's not our fault that they left the group and did not put these people's name in for consideration.
Right. That's what goes
so
on.
So when it came down
and make
to
no
the
mistake,
when it
I'm
came
a,
down
elected.
To the to,
sorry.
Go ahead,
Alexis. I'm sorry.
When it came down to us discussing, because I myself am the only legend from the Midwest on this council with all these icons to discuss all these people from the Midwest that they asked me about. So it's not their fault these people not being brought to it. It's not my fault. It's these leaders' fault who don't do their job but snap their fingers and go, I at a ball and my kids turned it. Do your job as a leader and lead these kids to where they want to go. Because the big thing about it all of them trying to get some type of status. Most of them ain't doing nothing but trying to get status. So if you a leader, lead them to where they want to go.
I have to agree with Alexis on one thing. It wouldn't have been no problem for Angel, because I know exactly who he is. I know exactly what he's done. I know exactly he's come to New York and sealed the girls. But the bottom line is that he was not on the list to be even voted on. Had he been on there, it would have been no problem. I clearly can say that with a lot of conviction. But you can't change it at the last minute.
Tony, would you guys consider maybe in the future or for next year, instead of it being a house process nominating the person, it's like a self-nomination process? Because let me give you an example. What if someone, like, they nominate themselves? Like basically they can send an inbox to you guys.
We have 1,000 people.
Well, I mean, but this is the point. What if somebody leaves the house between the time in which y'all do open enrollment to sign up, and then somebody just doesn't put names on there for spite?
Well, that's what happened this time around. They wound up having people who was in, like, people who are like free agents. So they did put one person as a free agent on the list, but that won't happen until the New York Awards Board, because they're free agents. They're going to have to travel. If they make it, they're going to travel their ass to New York. So there is a free agent on there for sure. But it is what it is. You was on the council, Marcus, so you already know how it works. You know what I'm saying? Nobody came up with that idea until now. All of a sudden, let's just do this. We were asking for ideas, and that was the only fair way to do it. Because what winds up happening, if you let somebody else vote for out of another house, let's just say I say House A wants to put somebody from House B in there. Next thing you know, the person from House B is in House A's house, because of course House A gonna tell it, because that's what queens do. So that's why, to keep down confusion, to keep down all this house hopping, nominate your own people. So then when it's a problem, go back to your house. If you wasn't on that list, go back to your house leader that's in the group, because that's the one who didn't put you on the list. Don't come talking to us, and then next thing you know, you're putting at the feet of at the council, and then you reading the council. We ain't had nothing to do with that. We can only vote on the names that are given to us.
That makes sense.
But again, I do want to congratulate all 6 of the newly deemed legends. It's just a process that we're going to have to work through to get a little more better than what it is. That's all. But I do congratulate all of them that had.
Well, I got to process Alexa for it to stop, so it don't get out.
Well, I will be speaking with you two ladies at another time on that issue.
Hold on, okay. Y'all. We have a bunch of callers. Hold on, y'all. We have a bunch of callers. 708-724, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is Diana.
What's up, Diana?
First of all, I want to tell that council that y'all got to kiss my whole entire ass.
Oh, shit.
Because y'all all on bullshit, first of all. Second of all, hold on, let me get this off.
Thank you, Mom. Why I got to kiss your big ass?
Because the way that Tony came at me with that whole council thing, saying that it would never happen again in Chicago because a person was deemed, I don't think that was fair.
I ain't coming to you any kind of way. Don't get on. First of all, don't get on here and try and sit here and woe is me.
No,
you
because
you get
just
down with that. Like I said
said
to you, wait.
No,
like I said
wait,
to you.
Wait, wait, wait. No, let
like
me talk.
Like I said to
you.
I
let you talk.
You really
so
let
me
talk. You want to go on the phone too? Let me talk.
Well,
you got
no,
on the phone.
You want to listen to me first because I was talking first.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Just like you said earlier, Tiana already said right when you was going to it was going to happen. Yeah, I did tell you that because he told her that last year when they trying to deem her at the bar. And there was a problem with that. And
okay,
first
so
of all,
I didn't lie.
And first of all, how is our council, like I told you before, and I hope your whole council listening, how y'all going to have one person, all these people over east, to think about the people over here? You don't think about us in the Midwest at
well,
all.
I guess you didn't hear
and
what you said then.
And it's not fair to Godless again for Godless to have to for Godless to make decisions on people like that, even though she can only
well,
nominate her
happened.
House members.
Well, let's be realistic, okay? Since you speaking from speculation, let me unspeculate you. First of all, like I said, it's your house leader. How can you be a leader and not know who's in your house? That makes absolutely no
Tony,
sense.
Tony, you don't know everybody in your house. God, you don't know everybody
yes,
in your house.
Yes, I
James
do. Yes, I
don't
do.
Know everybody in your house.
Yes, I do.
How
you
can
just...
Wait.
Okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk. Because I'm
don't know everybody
in his
house?
Whatever you say.
Whatever
you say.
Why don't know everybody in his house?
Whatever you say.
Tony don't know everybody in his house.
That's them. I don't have nothing to do with them. My name ain't none of those names.
So again, your council is full of bullshit, and they can kiss my. Y'all know I got a big ass. Kiss my whole entire ass. I don't care what nobody says.
Okay.
I'm kind of taking that kind of personal, Tiana, because you never spoken to me about any of this. So for you to get on here and say that I could kiss your ass is kind of offensive.
Just because hey, they got to take it the way it is, the way that all that came to me. The way that all
but
that
see,
came
you should
to
be
me.
Saying that to
you,
Tony, because
you,
Tony is the person that talked to you about that. You can't say
well,
y'all can kiss my ass because Tony is the person that talked to you about that. I never called you and said anything to you about it.
Well, whoever the leader is over that council could kiss my ass along with the rest of his followers. Put it that way. I don't do no fuck. I don't kiss nobody's ass on there. Y'all know I say what I say. And
well,
I only did what I was told.
And that's exactly what I said
well,
to
since
you.
Well, I'm
there's
kissing
no
your
voice.
Ass, you can kiss my ass too, bitch.
Well, Tony, can we ask a question?
Okay. Is there a question going to be asked, or are you going to be telling me? Because I, you know, I just got confused a few seconds ago. Maybe it's different in
there
the
are
West
a lot
of
people.
The world.
Okay. We don't know who on this council actually votes on these decisions. However, I will say this: Rodney has been one who has really traveled, well versed, and really has
okay,
taken a break.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. I know you're going to go with this. Rodney can come back on anytime he wants to. Rodney took himself out of the room.
Well, that wasn't the question. The question was, why doesn't Rodney have voting privileges?
And I just told you.
Rodney took himself out of the group, Marcus. That's what she said.
I took myself out of the group like the first month or so. But I have an interest into going back because I feel like some of the decisions that have been made by the council have been made by people who haven't even been to those places or been to those places 5 or 6 years ago when those people were walking balls. And those people haven't walked balls in 2 or 3 years, but they're still going off time served in the ballroom scene, not on the ballroom floor, and they're being deemed. So I've never expressed interest to certain people to bring me back, but they just haven't got around to it. I guess it's not on the agenda as of yet, but I've expressed interest at least for the last 3 months about being back on the council. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we didn't get that, so I don't know who you spoke to. Had you spoke to me as secretary, I would have damn sure put it in there. So you didn't speak to me. And I'm, and it's only about 4 or 5 of us that speak all the time in there that brings up topics.
All right, well, I got you and Donis on the phone, y'all already know.
Bitch, I'm still out Tiana, bitch. I want to come to Chicago and fight this bitch.
I don't know why you worry about Tiana. Tiana just got on the phone. She wanted to vent, honey. She vented. You was not talking like that all that the other time. So let her vent.
Remember last year and the year before last, I stopped the because you know it wasn't a real council thing like that, but it was just coming into petition then. I stopped the people in Chicago from deeming Angel, because you saw Milan and Tayana and Skilled and all the people, all the lesbians out there was going to deem her, and me and you stood side by side, and I said, no, she's going to wait because I don't want it to be no mess. I don't want it to be anything.
Right.
Or if it is to be mess, let me be the cause of it. I don't want nobody else, another region, to have to suffer or be throwing shade or saying mess, you know, Midwest mess and stuff like that. So we would not do it that way. And they were mad at me because I didn't let them deem her then.
Right. Well,
I remember that. And then, she actually was discussed. Her name, now let's go, let's be real bitches about it. Her name was brought up. But because you or Jason had not been in that group to nominate her, they said we could not put her on the voting process.
In the group.
But Jason had not brought her name up.
Yeah, he didn't put her name up, right.
That's
because
why
she
didn't get voted,
no,
because she would have made it, because everybody was in agreement, but because there was no Prodigy in there to bring this up, they was like,
but,
well, couldn't nobody nominate her? And I can't do it by myself, being the only Midwest girl in this group. I can't argue with all these East Coast girls by myself and get a victory.
Okay, got it, and that's the thing, but don't you think that's unfair for one person from the House to have to nominate a whole House of 300? You're not going to make the thing for everybody.
I've addressed that. Let me explain this.
Oh, brother.
But Tayana, in defense of the council, because I'm going to be on it. I'm just
for the girls.
Hypothetically. When you have, you're not going to have 300 people, or you're not going to have, based on your house per se, if it's time somebody for be legendary, you're not going to have 18 or 19 members that's going to be up for legendary status at the same, because they ain't done shit.
Did you just cut me off while I was trying to explain something?
I
had started talking and you cut me the fuck off. But like I was saying, in this group of all these icons, the goddess is the only girl from the Midwest that has the voice to speak, because I'm the only one there that they listen to. And I speak up for every bitch in this Midwest that deserve whatever it is they deserve. But because they're not in my house, I cannot say I demand that this happens, so that it don't happen like that. But believe me, there is a voice for you girls in the Midwest, because right now the East Coast dominates everything. The East Coast and the South dominates everything. But the goddess is a voiceless person, and every bitch know that the goddess is a voiceless person and don't give a fuck what I say to a bitch. No bitch and bitch, I said to their face, I said behind their back, but bitch, you know I would say. Because I'm a grown ass bitch, I'm still gonna get Tayana. I'm gonna get in my car and get to Chicago. Miss Tayana, your ass is mad this week, bitch. But I speak up for everybody.
Hello.
Okay. Cause I wanna light it up. To move it a little bit, bitch. Marcus and Rodney.
Yes.
Now since that child had went live on the motherfucking Ballroom Throwbacks and said Marco paid him $500 to have her ball shut down, are you and Marco still having your birthday ball with Marco?
Go ahead, Marcus.
Let me first off be clear. First off, I don't believe that child, but if that's the case, but even if that's the case, Rodney and I will ensure that every dime will be given out at the ball. We've always given out every dime. We will ensure every dime will be given out July 6th in Chicago. Oh, well.
Oh,
and
yeah,
if you don't like it, just stay your ass home.
So Kelly, did you get an interview from him?
Exactly.
Yes, I got an interview with him. I got an interview with him outside afterwards.
Our date was July the 29th, Tony. Jack and I pushed her ball back another week, another month or so. It's like the fourth date being changed. So we didn't want to compete against the New York Awards ball because my birthday is that weekend, so we both was planning on having it on June 29th.
We pushed the date back to July 6th. We did it for
Divine as well to try to, you know, go in for everybody, to make everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
We got pushed back because the New York Awards Ball is, you know, that day now. But we don't want to push our ball back again and then Jack move it to July and then move it to August and, you know, because it went from March to April to May, now to June.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh.
Kelly.
So y'all ball is the same day as the New York Awards ball?
No.
No,
a week after.
Okay.
So, Tayana, how did you enjoy your weekend overall?
Actually, I really enjoyed myself. Again, I hated that, you know, everything happened. I apologize to everyone that came out and had to experience what happened. But, you know, I tried my best to make sure nothing like that happened. Y'all saw I had extra security. I even had the extra, you know, blue and white in the building.
Who got this on the speaker?
Other than that, it was really good. And I enjoyed seeing all, you know, Kelly, Andre, my father, man, Clint, you know, all of them out, you know.
Tayana.
Yes.
So was Kelly begging to judge? That's the tea I got.
Ooh. You said, was Kelly begging to judge?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's the
tea
I got.
Okay.
Whoever
said that.
Yes.
Hello?
They were talking about Kelly or
Amaya.
Ooh.
Bitch, because Kelly was sitting on the motherfucker. Kelly was sitting at her motherfucking table with her motherfucking dollar motherfucking hand, bitch, okay?
You had a dollar bill in your hand. I know what
you're
saying.
Yes.
Tayana.
Yeah.
How do you feel about what Marco had to say about your ball?
What did he say?
You know,
I didn't get nothing.
I
missed that.
Well, I just got a text came through and told me no comment.
Thank you, sister.
But what did he say, though? I mean, she got no comment about it, which is that grown up, even though she told
Marco,
her to kiss her ass.
Marco said, how fucking dare these motherfucking bitches want to sit here and read me about my balls being shut down? These bitches ain't give out no motherfucking cash or nothing, Miss Thang, bitch. And they ran off with the girls' motherfucking money. Bitches would have had a motherfucking 6 a.m. radio show if it was me.
So let me ask a question. If he has a fight at his ball, he shuts it down. And everybody else who has a fight at their ball, they shut it down. Why should Tayana be any different? If you can't come to a function, act like human beings, then it gets shut the fuck down. Period.
No, what she's saying is that the radio. She really wasn't reading Tayana. She was really reading the radio personalities. Y'all get on the radio.
She read Tayana Ball.
No, y'all took it as a read. She didn't necessarily say how dare these late promoters. She said, had it been me, because it's no read. The ball got shut down. The money was not being able to give out. The difference was Tayana showed the money before the ball, before she ended the category. That's the difference. Had Marco showed the $2,000 at Rags to Riches last year and said, I have my money and I'm shutting the ball down, y'all wouldn't have been able to read her. But y'all sat here and attacked her, and Kelly, y'all did. Y'all sat already and y'all verbally attacked her. And realistically, she also gave the example of the Midwest Legends Ball. So she did not pinpoint out just Tiana and Tone. She said a number of names, but y'all chose to promote the story that way. There y'all go again, giving that one-sided journalism.
Okay, once
y'all
again,
can resume.
Who the fuck is y'all, Marcus?
Y'all.
Did you remember my post that I put it up a couple of weeks ago?
No,
I'm saying y'all. I'm not y'all. I am me.
That's
what I said. As I said, every ball that we have in Chicago,
tonight,
I would
baby.
Never.
3 weeks ago, you
would
never
get me
off. I love it.
You would never. The only person that can get me to come to Chicago is Tiana, and I'll say that for whoever. I don't give a fuck who it is.
That's fine. We're not begging you.
I would probably have to just take my chances.
Those who support, that's the point. That's the problem. People ridicule Marco, and I kind of understand how he feels because there have been instances, and I've just told Marco instantly, there are certain things where he's held responsible, like even Alvernia. Alvernia has one of those names to where if something goes bad at their balls, they're a little more hard-pressed than things. No one reads when Jack don't finish the ball because we know it rarely happens, but it has happened. And
Marcus,
so we know people's
Marcus, I got so many people hitting me up in my inbox and they saying Marcus makes me so fucking sick.
But no, bitch, I'm being real. I don't give a fuck. Y'all sit here and y'all protect who the fuck y'all want to. Kelly, when you was in North Carolina and that light broke down in North Carolina and y'all ran away with all that $8,000 and the hotel ended up burning down, not one dime was given out. Nobody was refunded. It was grand prize, those three promoters. But no one said anything. The night moved on. When bitches learn how to act at balls, that's when the balls will finish and the money will be given out. But y'all should. But Marco is right. Had that been Marco, she would have been ridiculed. Kelly, you would have got on the radio and called her a fat late bitch who did this and do that, and yes, you would have. And you know that. You would have
done it.
Y'all,
and I don't have anything to do with it.
Let me tell you, Y'all would have got on the radio and we would have read her.
But she talking about bitches would have had a special broadcast at 6 a.m. in the fucking morning and went in, bitch, please, mistake. My opinion that I have on Marco is my opinion.
And y'all would have been picking up phones and reading her and being like, bitch, what happened? And videos.
My opinion that I have on Marco. My opinion that I have on Marco.
Wait, Marcus, you can't say that because I did not have those people sitting there in clown makeup.
Okay, well, that's what you hit on that. The ball is over with. Listen, let me ask you a question.
Since
I got Tony Goddess. Hold on.
But then you got to realize, baby, you got somebody saying Marco paid them to have a fight. I tie y'all in tones and the table for his face.
I don't care. Since I have Rodney, Goddess, and Tony on the phone, literally this so-called icon. You didn't want to vote for me for concerning legendary realness, but you endorsed Tone Balenciaga for legendary what? This is the problem.
Who are you talking to, me? Your name ain't come up on nothing.
Never. Your name has never.
Your name
and
ain't
that's
never
the
come
problem.
Up.
I'm
calm down. Okay. Calm down. Can I finish?
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. And you ain't putting my name on.
I'm not
going
to count.
You got to pick another person.
Hold the fuck on. Okay. How can you endorse Tone Balenciaga? This is the problem with the scene. When you overlook the people who actually walk and win, but to award someone who don't have a leg to stand on, hence my picture, I don't need your vote because I have more trophies than you and your house member combined. Fact, we all know it was 2 good years and then breaks, then changing categories because of age, then maybe 3 trophies as executive, then more breaks in politicking. I would rather have seen Tony X Milan or from the Midwest, Amari Khan, somebody who actually walks and travels, or Derek Chanel, who looks good and fits the category when he does walk. If I didn't have haters on the radio show, I would call in, but I know better because it's only a couple of people.
Is this a question or a paragraph?
Who is that comment somebody sent to her?
I'm so tired of the fake, phony, faggoty bullshit. It's straight politics.
First of all, we're gonna stop
because that's way too much to be. Child, whoever typed that got a lot of time on their hands. First of all, Tony X Malone is on the list. That's the person who I was talking about, who's a 007. So he will, if he makes it, he will be informed, because clearly, if we can't keep it quiet, we don't want to be informing the people. So if he makes it, guess what? He will be inducted, so he will be acknowledged in the New York area.
Well,
now,
that was from Camaro. I just thought I'd read it to y'all.
Well, anyway.
He got his own
issue. As far as anybody else, listen, there are people on there, and believe me, people do their homework. Most people do their homework. They have the names and enough time to do their homework, to ask questions, to ask people in their house, however they do their homework is how they do their homework. When they voted, they voted. Everybody didn't get all yeses. Everybody didn't get all noes. And some people did get all yeses. Like, for example, Toya got all yeses. It was 15 seconds. She was done. It was over with, done. Toya did what she had to do, period. No ifs, no ands, no buts. You know what I'm saying? No matter what's done, I put my wrist under razor blade on this one. No matter what we do, someone is going to find something to complain about.
A problem.
So guess what? Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Bottom line is your houses should do their job. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts. The only people who give exceptions to are those 007. Because there's no house to put their names up.
Let me go back to something.
Before y'all go there, I gotta read mistake. Free Willy, just because you went on a fucking diet, Free Willy mistake. Leave my motherfucking kids alone, Free Willy, okay? Okay, just because you would have had gastro, Free Willy, leave my fucking children alone, Marco.
Why are you at that lady?
Bitch, because she's trying my motherfucking kids mistake. Don't get mad, mistake, because Michi sat you down for face, bitch. Get mad at the motherfucking judges, bitch, please. You all lost all that weight, bitch. I don't know how to motherfucking dress, mistake, bitch, please.
Oh, we. This is horrible. But let's go back, because somebody texted me just now wanted me to go back to. Tiana said, no, it wasn't Kelly begging to judge. What you said, Amaya. So what are you saying? Amaya was the person begging you to be a judge? Tiana, hello?
No, I never said that. I never had a discussion.
The word on the street is Amaya's begging Cook County to let her out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Somebody just texted with that. I didn't even know what the fuck they were talking about. I didn't hear
nothing. No, okay. We ain't going to talk about that, y'all. Look, no, what it was is that whoever said that it was Kelly, it was not Kelly. Me and Amaya had a conversation at the end of the judges panel.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Did you see Pampers number in queue? Tom would like to address Kamala.
404-934, Pampers, that's you?
Hello?
Pampers?
Hello?
Hey, baby.
This isn't Pampers, this is Tom. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
Hey, Tom, how are you? First, Uncle Rodney, I'm not addressing Camaro. Camaro. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Tone Balenciaga, the legendary schoolboy realness. Nice to meet you.
Tone, I was just about to give you life for not saying that.
I would like to thank the council for...
They get one pass, Marcus. When they first get it, they get one pass to say their title, and then after that, it's redundant. If you're legendary, we know it. You don't have to say all that, but he learned that lesson. I haven't had my class.
Go ahead, Tone.
Well, I have to say it because Camaro's not legendary for real, so I need him to know. But that's not why I call, and y'all are not going to do that. What I call to say is I want to thank the ballroom singing for coming out and supporting me and Tiana this weekend. We had so much fun. I thank everybody for coming out Saturday. Again, as Tiana said, we apologize, but everyone knows that the money was in the building. We had it. We showed it. We did all of those things. To everyone else that promote balls and, you know, want to say we didn't give out our cash was, it was there, and we paid no one but those who were on the payroll.
Oh, my God.
That's Rodney's phone. Well, work, Tone. Well, I just want to tell you, July 6th, the grand prize, the first grand prize category is going to be face over 50. And all that head to the table for $50,000, honey. Come on out. I'm just playing,
he
y'all.
He is trying you, Tone.
I know. No,
because the girl thinking we going to set up the ball. Somebody, Laura Spears, Laura, I love you. But y'all trying to talk about, are we trying to save the money? Why would we, you know, we're trying to do something to kind of, Chicago this weekend was like brought back old school ballroom, you know, the things that they're doing. I love Chicago. Like, that's my favorite city. I've celebrated my birthday there for like the last 8-9 years. And so it's an opportunity to really give back. If the ball doesn't make any money, we're not worried about that. We want to give everybody an opportunity to come back and have a good time before when all the drama has, you know, occurred. So, you know, it's Pride weekend. We're going to have a good time. But congratulations, Tone. Are you at the casino yet?
Yeah.
No, we're getting ready to go to the casino at about...
Okay. Hold on, y'all. We have...
Congratulations, Tone.
Hold on, y'all. We have Tom motherfucking Blumenthal is live on the motherfucking airway. Tom, start your motherfucking shit, honey.
You know what? I'm just sick and tired. Really. First of all, Kelly, or whoever's running Switchboard, needs to mute that immediately because I'm not going to yell and scream over this moron. Let me just give a shout-out to my good goddess. What's up, goddess?
Hey, sugar.
The only person in Detroit who know how to treat somebody right when they come out there. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all on this phone playing motherfucking games, and I don't understand why this is going on. Y'all got somebody on the line who has zero credibility, none, when it comes to anything ball-related. Now, granted, this man has had some successful balls, and I congratulate him for having some successful balls. But let's keep it real. Okay, we talking about somebody who has never walked a category, doesn't have a category. So for him to come on this line and try to give advice or want to read anybody is a fucking fool. It don't even
okay,
make sense.
Okay, Tom, you know, we girls that name names. You can't say he just
named
names.
Oh, I think it's obvious. It's obvious who I'm talking about, and I'm not even going to do that lady the dignity of mentioning his name because that's how insignificant that bitch is to me. So, no, I'm not going to call his name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. But to come on this line and try to read or to want to chastise somebody, bitch, you're out your motherfucking mind. You have no credibility at all. Congratulations on your few successful balls. Bitch, you ain't did shit.
Ooh, hey,
y'all on this show giving very approval like it's choice for him. It's not. And, Rodney, with all due respect to you, and you know you my good. But, there's an old saying, it takes a lifetime to make a reputation, and you lose your reputation overnight. And why you would want to get in business with two knots like these two, understand it, because I can't figure it out.
Who was the other
knot?
The other knot from Chicago.
Rodney, know who I'm talking about. I'm just
my first time hearing it. They ain't having
the ball, Chicago. It's a rubber stamp of approval for this knot. He's a fucking knot, and it needs to be said. And it's no shade, but I'm just speaking truth.
Hello,
Kelly. I'm sorry. I didn't want to come through and pop it off like that. But it's just, you know, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Congratulations, Berlin Ebony. I meant to throw that out there. I'm sorry.
Y'all get on here complaining about the girlfriend's politics bullshit, and that's exactly what y'all are doing right now, politicking.
Ooh.
But or not.
Ooh.
Amen.
Well, Marcus, I've even told Tom, Marcus has pressed one again, so I guess he has a rebuttal for you.
He don't have no rebuttal for me. I have nothing to say.
She should have gave him his $30.
We're not going to do a back and forth. I don't do back and forth. I say my opinion and I keep it moving.
I really
have a breaking news from Midway Camp. Kelly.
Yes.
We have news from the Midwest Camp. Queen Mother is out.
Oh, she's out now. Okay. Welcome back home, mother.
Yes, the mother is out of jail. Tell the queen to line them right.
Goddess, when is your next function in Detroit? Because that's going to be my next trip to the Midwest. And I'm sorry, is Tayana still on the phone?
I'm here.
Tayana, I'm sorry. I didn't even say hi to you because I haven't seen you in a long time. But hello and good evening.
Okay,
hold on. Wait. Tayana, I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't mean to cut you off. Tayana, are you here?
Wait, hold on, honey. Hold on before y'all go to Tayana. Y'all got to get Marcus.
Let's get Marcus.
Y'all go ahead.
Tayana,
she is going to be on there. I'm going to hang up before she starts.
Tayana.
Yes.
Is Verlinda Ebony, yes or no? Please, because I'm tired of my inbox going off.
No, she isn't.
Huh?
She's not.
So the rumor that you was going to give up your Midwest mother position and give it to Toya so Berlin can be Chicago mother is also false also.
Woo! I'm just asking, sir. Tell him what was you saying, baby?
Never mind.
Okay, hold on. We have another call up. 404-438, you're live on the air. 404-438, you're live on the air. Okay, hold on. The next caller we have is 323-420, you're live on the air.
Thank you for just listening.
Marcus, you're live on the air.
You may have told me I was live on the air.
Okay,
well go ahead,
we waited for your rebuttal.
You should have gave him his $30.
Well, you know what? I think I need to send more than $30, honey. I'll probably make a donation to that 2X dick enlargement fund that maybe he should be working on because she's sitting here, she's coming for me, and it's about really $30. I have no integrity. If I had no integrity, we could have kept that $2,000 after we called the category 3 times and no one came out. If I didn't have any integrity. If I didn't have any integrity, I wouldn't have refunded people like yourself, Goddess. Didn't you get your $30 back? Because
I got my $30.
But you know, again, Tom, if you say, when I see me to somebody, I'll send the $30 back because obviously, you know, my morals, you know, I need the $30. I've never done a drug a day in my life, not a cigarette, not smoked or anything. So I don't really think I'm depressed over the $30. But neither here nor there, I'll take that read that I'm a knot. I'll just continue to have not just a few successful balls. Several, all of them have had every dime given out, Tom, unlike the ones that you walked and won on Wednesday night at Atlanta. Because, see, the difference was I was here before you, and I'll probably be here after you, Queen. You know, you sat here, and you were supposedly the innovator sneaker versus sneaker, and I remember that category long before you ever chose to start walking Wednesday night mini balls while you were informing on the ballroom girls to DeKalb County. Didn't you even get Andre in trouble? That's why you were kicked out of the house of Miss Rahi. Miss Queen, please stop playing with me before I reach your 2 dick inch ass, and I still have the picture that I sent to my girlfriend, Clyde. Shall I continue?
Miss Kelly, could you please mute that lady so we can get this cleared up once and for all?
Nobody's going to mute me because I'm not going to respond.
Go ahead, Tom. The floor is yours.
You know, I mean, how do you respond to made-up lies? I mean, I think you can get Andre on the phone, and Andre will tell you himself that I wasn't put out of Ms. Rahi, first of all. I never got Andre in trouble, secondly. In fact, on one occasion, I personally got Andre out of jail because of my connections and my position. So, Marcus, try again, okay? Save the lies and the distractions and deflections for somebody else who's dumb enough to fall for that stupid shit. See, that's the thing. You got everybody else fooled. But, bitch, I see through you. And I know that you're just a bunch of talk. You talk a good game. You're really good with coming up with stupid, you know, made-up shit. But when you really peel back the layers of the onion, bitch, it's rotten on the inside. And I'm done. I'm gonna say goodnight to y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful night and enjoy the rest of your show.
Good night.
Bitch. Marcus?
No, he stopped. Kelly, we're not going to play that. Let's not do that. Let's move on.
Yeah, hold on. We have another caller. 404-93.
All publicity. Kelly, all publicity is good publicity. Hey, Crowley Boss, too.
404-934, you're live on the air.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pamper.
Hey, Pamper.
Hey, Pamper.
Hi, everybody. I was just really sitting here listening to Tom Blumenthal, and I realized that the description he gave of Marcus is exactly how everybody thinks of him.
Oh, shit.
No, Trey. I'm really seeing it debating what is his relevance, because he started his statement off by saying he's sick of this bullshit, but I could have swore he left the scene like forever ago. So why are you sick of something that you supposedly left and gave up? Are you stay home, listening to the radio show, wishing you were getting that life?
Well, let's ask Tom. Tom, are you still there?
You know, once again, what do you say to somebody like that? I mean, really, Pampers? Pampers who? And what have I ever done to Pampers? So I have no response for that kind of foolishness.
You can't.
And Marcus is a big boy. He don't care what I think about him. And just like I don't give a fuck what Pampers think about me.
That's true. No shade. That's true.
Pampers, focus on that.
Who is that, please?
Oh, my God.
Did the man fall asleep?
Divine been real quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Baby,
is Divine on the phone?
Yeah, Divine is on the phone.
Hold on, I gotta ask her a question. Divine?
That's her
sleep. Yeah. I'm right here. Sister, now, you know, me and Rodney made all kind of provisions to move the ball to the week before. And why was your business partner, who you having the ball with the week after, just put the ball on the same date as us?
Wait, say that again?
Rodney, you want to explain it? I'm on speakerphone. I'm trying to
talk. You talking about in Vegas?
No. Okay, you know, you and Jack are having the ball for, collaborating for Vegas. I mean, for L.A.
L.A.
Right. L.A.
Right.
And now Jack has moved his New York Awards ball, because we moved our date so we can, you know, so you can come to us, we can come to y'all, we're going to have fun together and do stuff like that. But now Jack has moved the New York Awards ball to our date that we changed it to, you know, fit you guys in.
Wait,
but
our ball is not to July 7th, so how's that work?
Right, but we changed the weekend before, period, so we won't have to worry about leaving Chicago, coming over there for a day, or you not being able to come to support us, and stuff like that, so we did it a week apart.
So, but the New York Awards ball is until May, right?
No, not now. He moved it again. It's June the 29th.
Oh.
Right.
Ooh.
A week after, I mean, the week that we moved ours to, you know, chorus with each other.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. That's new to me.
City Gay Pride Week.
I haven't heard it from Jack either. This is what we were told by Marco. So we're not, you know.
Tony said
it's
that night. It's June the 29th, too.
Tommy
just said it.
Oh.
That Gay Pride
Weekend
in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, hold on. So, they having a ball the same night as Alan Greer again?
No, Alan Greer's the next night.
Oh, yeah, Alan Greer will be the next night. That Sunday.
Alan Greer's usually on a Sunday.
Alan Greer's going to be Sunday going into Monday this time.
Oh. Oh, well, that's my birthday.
Because,
I mean, the ball will be the 29th going into Sunday the 1st.
Oh. That's fucking me up because, honey, I had already planned to be in New York in May. But actually, I was coming down. I was going to come do the D.C. Awards and then go to New York. I was going to hit my tour, honey. I was going to be on the East Coast for a good month and a half. I was going to do 6 weeks out there. Shake it up.
Oh, who is that snoring?
I'm telling M. Wavy. I'm going to let you know right now, Kelly. I'm coming to your house when I get over there. When I come to the East Coast, I need me some good meal. And he cooked me something real good like last time, bitch. Don't play me.
Yes.
Is that London Street?
No, that's not. Let me see. Who microphone is open? That's Tiana's. That's Marcus. That's Pampers. That's Devon's. That's Rodney. Hold up. Who the fuck is snoring like that, bitch? Everybody is up. Alexis, are you woke?
Yes, I'm up. You know I'm over here starting some shit. Hold on.
Oh, who the fuck is snoring like that, bitch?
That was probably daughter. She went out for a second and came back in, acting like she wasn't sleeping.
Yeah,
asleep.
I was talking the whole time.
Good for that, Kelly. She'll doze off while you talking to her and come back in.
So, Miss Janice put up the video of her kissing the train on the train and everything, Miss Day, after he all sucked her off, Miss Day.
No, I think that was before.
Well, wait a minute. Did she get on? Was this train she was just met on the train? Like, he just seen her and he knew what he... he was on the train. He looked over, he glanced,
He looked over and he said, ooh, that's a fine ass nigga. I'm gonna suck his dick.
Yes. Like, ooh, like that nigga, and he all rough and shit. He probably got pipe. Look how hard he looks.
Baby, and what in the bathroom? What in the bathroom is slobbed on that knob, Miss Day?
Baby,
I'm gagging.
Oh, my God.
Johnny's calling here. I want to know how do you just go in the bathroom and just let this boy suck you up like that?
Baby, because she's such a lady, honey, she couldn't let that opportunity pass. We couldn't wait till we got to the house. We couldn't wait till nothing, honey. She needed it right then and there, honey.
I heard she slayed him in the bathroom and everything.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Yes, honey. Work, Janet.
Oh, my.
Okay. Hey. Come on, bitch.
She was doing her Revelation move in that bathroom?
So that bitch gave out any time, any place.
Hello, Kelly, are you going to hold all the stories in about the girls going into stores today, this weekend? And
Yes. Well, she's out of jail. She was only in jail for about 6 to 7 hours, Miss Day, and I guess they let her go, Miss Day, because she doesn't have a criminal background. But Miss DJ, BJ, little BJ, I gotta get it right, little BJ, because you know it's two BJ cars. Little BJ Card, please stay up out of Top Shop downtown Chicago. You already went in the store and got them for $5,000, Miss Thing. Why would you go back the next weekend?
No. Did y'all see the video? Did y'all see the video when the girls was on the news for doing that shit out here? It was BJ from out here. Out here doing approvals, trying to do approval in the furniture store, pushed through for $30,000. And they said, okay, we're going to go get a truck and come back and get the furniture. And the people in the furniture store thought that was pretty bizarre. So when they came back, they asked for the credit card again, and they all took off running. But they got them on security cam looking for them.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes, it was on Fox News.
Hold on. The icon himself, the CEO and founder, Big James Card, is live on the airwaves.
She came to him and she had 2 minutes before she was to depart.
James, you're live on the airwaves.
Verbally started. And he has
started. Wait, hold on. He's at work. He's doing something. When he comes back, we'll bring him on.
Divine.
Yeah.
Say that again now.
Okay, it was
It was that girl. The girl Aja. She. I don't know. She's not. She don't. I don't know. She. She
hold
a
on,
mom.
Hold
she around.
Divine. Divine. Sister.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, Kelly. There was a story you left out from the Mizrahi camp with the dealing with the same issues.
Who?
Excuse me, sweetie.
Woohoo, give me the tea, baby. I don't know.
A man in a wig. They told him they had just. They the hotel told him. Hello,
Marcus. Give me the tea. I don't know what you.
Allegedly, someone went to extend their hotel room downstairs, and the hotel lady told them when they got to the front desk, no, a man in a wig tried this last week, and I almost lost my job. My date, I'm pregnant. My baby daddy is
in jail.
Please pay the money. Please pay the money, or you're going to jail.
Well, who are you talking about, Marcus? Because that didn't come to my desk.
Oh, girl. I digress, girl. I guess we can't talk Mizrahi T on the radio.
Bye.
It comes, and Marcus, it didn't come to my desk, Marcus. Why are you scared to pump it, Marcus? You already talking about it.
I was on your desk, girl. I was on your desk. You're going to play stupid. I'm going to play stupid.
See my mother, Kelly Mizrahi. Next.
Oh,
my God.
Girl, I don't know what y'all talking about. I go through things. I've been on my phone all weekend, bitch. So, honey, please
cool,
tell me.
Divine, go ahead and finish, tell me the story about my grandchild now.
Oh, no. Alexis, won't y'all finish the story? Won't y'all scared the pump team instead?
We don't want to be muted.
Why would you be muted, Marcus? Marcus, why would you be muted?
I don't know.
Is Kool-Aid all right? Yeah, what was that about? Can you get Beverly on the phone?
What happened with her?
They said some people was outside the bar trying to attack her. That's what I heard. Now, don't kill the messenger.
Well, where was this at? I heard this story came to my desk, too, but I was outside the bar. This must be have to happen after we left.
When's Kelvin in the back fighting at the mini ball?
No, wait a minute, y'all. She did not fight. They pulled her car into the garage. They shut the garage. She got into the car, and they pulled off with her in the car. So she did not fight.
Selvin?
Oh, I can see the story. I see
her neck in the back.
Hold on. I'm seeing the story that y'all talking about. So, Marcus, why you couldn't just say Miracle was stopped in his tracks at the hotel, Marcus?
Because you saw the story and you didn't report it. So, you know, I'm just going to make sure you report
it. Unlike all the other girls that's in the underground, bitch, when I see shit, bitch, I don't take it out the underground and report it. I use my own motherfucking sources and my own facts and my own motherfucking tea.
Can I please get back to my grandchild? Oh, that shit y'all talking about is
irrelevant.
Oh, God.
Okay. We don't know who your grandchild is.
Divine, damn Tayana.
DJ Garcon. The one that pushed Jake through a couple of weeks ago at the Apple Store with Jake got locked.
We didn't ask you for all those details. Next, keep on going, Divine.
That was the original person
a long time ago in Hawaii. That was the first person to get clocked
for
approval.
Okay, we remember
a long,
like, go ahead.
Remember that long time ago?
How you going to tell a story?
No, we're not doing
much. Are you talking about with the girl that just got out of jail?
Tayana, you do not need to
Whoa.
Before y'all go deep into the story, I want to welcome Lisa back home. She's free from jail again. And welcome home, Lisa.
She's
stay
home.
Home.
Welcome home, Grant.
Girl, she's about to read. I see it already.
Go ahead.
Okay, you know the girl, you know Maya Fitch homegirl, Aja, the one that wears the loud pink lipstick. She's a chunky girl. She's a little heavy set, dark skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking
she
about my granddaughter.
Loud pink lipstick.
You talking about my granddaughter?
It was her and BJ and somebody else went in the furniture store, very elite store out here, very costly furniture, charged up a bill for $30,000. And, and it pushed through. And last time, oh, we'll be back. We're going to go get our truck to come back and get the furniture. So when they got the truck and came back to get the furniture, the people in the store was looking, the white people got to looking her up and down, and she said she felt bizarre about the situation, so she asked to see the card again. And when they asked to see the card again, they said they took off running out the store. And now they got them on surveillance camera and got their pictures all up on the news and shit talking about they looking for them. Yes, I got this on DVR. I'm gonna have to take my camera phone and take the DVR later and post it. It's a key because the white lady reads. That's the key. The white lady reads because she was like, yeah. She said I was looking at them and she said, yeah, they have very expensive taste for the. She said for the way they looked. I said, oh wow.
I'm not gonna read because that's my grandchild. But I'm just gonna say this.
People I mean, I'm not going to read neither because everybody got, you do what you got to do. Everybody got husbands. You got to try.
What I'm saying,
and you never know unless you try. So I ain't got nothing to say about it. But my thing
learn.
Is, if you bump your head on that same rock once again, once already, why do it again? Because you originally got, that's the original person that got caught in the laboratory a year ago. It was like 3 years ago when they first started catching the teeth.
Well,
no,
baby.
Everybody's okay now.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
fine now.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, this could be police interference, too. I don't know, honey. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Alexis, so I hear it's a story that you wanted to talk about, Alexis. Why you don't talk about
it? I think that's what it is.
Let me tell you one motherfucking thing about
me. I said that.
Hold on. No, let me say this. Because, bitch, Devon, they said that story is false, not true. I don't know how true it is.
That motherfucking story ain't false. I got the fucking thing on my DVD. Don't make me go in there and record this shit right now. That shit ain't false. It ain't no motherfucking false. That shit is real as ever. The bitch I seen there, she had red hair. I know them when I see them.
I'm not disputing what you just said. I'm telling you what just came across my instant message. Calm down.
The story is not false. The story just came on. When Devon recorded it, the story just came on the airway. It happened
okay,
about 3 weeks.
Okay, I'm not disputing. But no, bitch, let me get you together since you're trying to be so fucking catty tonight. Now, what do you want to talk about, Kelly? Because, see, you're not – what you're trying to do is make me out to be the bad person or the bearer of bad news. Bitch, you got the wrong motherfucking hoe. If you want to talk about Tony, then you can talk about Tony. But don't try to use me to bring the subject up.
I want to talk about that. But if that's
no,
what you want to
please,
talk about,
kiss my
no.
ass, girl. You just as fake as that hair in your head, Miss Thing. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't have that hair in my head anymore.
Whatever,
Miss Thing. So now you can go get your braids done.
I can't hear everybody sound like they're back underwater.
I don't know what's going on with this phone line, honey.
Marcus, you sound underwater.
Marcus wasn't talking.
That wasn't right. That was Kelly's phone.
Shit.
So Alexis,
huh?
Alexis, what's this about Tony? What happened?
Well, y'all hoes kill me. Y'all bitches get the tea just like I do. Bitch, I've been to work from 9 to 5 today. If y'all hoes ain't got the tea, oh fucking well, Chanel.
So let me get this right. I mean, you're selective about who you chit-chat about.
No, Tony, they're not going to use me to be the bitch that bring up the shit when everybody know the same fucking thing.
I don't think that it's something that should be brought up either because, you know, it is what it is. But my point is that, you know,
Wait, y'all can't. Now, y'all can't say that. Y'all talk about everything on the show, Alexis and Tony. So, I think everybody needs to know what happened. Y'all
you
just discussed.
You could let me finish what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
That has nothing to do with me. My whole point is this. I'm talking about what they say they do. And see, the problem is that how you gonna say you do one thing, you don't do this? It's just like it kind of switches. So you're gonna wind up having 1,000 gay sons, uncles, and nephews and grandkids just so you won't say nothing about them. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's a story that should be brought up either because it's a little bit
weird. Cece, I cannot hear. I don't know what's going on with the phone.
Okay, so what happened, Alexis?
Hold on. Because Tony, let me see, hold on. Let me go to my phone, honey, hold on. Because Tony's on the phone with Rodney, hold on. Let me bring Tony directly on the phone line so he can hang up on Rodney's line. Hold on.
You don't hang me up, bitch.
No, I'm not hanging you up. I'm just bringing Tony directly on so you can hang up
and
have whatever line.
Hold on. I'm not playing politics. If you want to say it, you come on and say it. Y'all want to talk about me to say this shit.
Yes.
Hello?
What's up?
Tony's directly on now. Rodney, you can hang Tony up off your other line, Rodney.
Yeah,
okay.
Tony on my line, too.
It hung up. Your line hung up, baby, because you was texting me. Because I didn't know who it was at first. You was asking those questions.
Okay, so Tony's directly on now. Okay, so it should be much better.
How do I end my conference call without hanging up?
I'm sorry, Rodney.
Hold on, Rodney. I'm about to hang up on you, Rodney, and bring you back on directly without anybody. Hold on, Rodney. I'm about to hang up. Okay.
I need to know what happened.
I don't know, honey. I've been sleeping all day since I got back from Chicago.
Oh, your phone line is bugging.
Hello.
Okay, Roddy's back on. Roddy's back on. We don't have anybody on his line.
I'm done. I'm good. I'm gonna talk to y'all later. I've been sleeping all day.
Well,
fuck out of here, bitch.
What do you mean, Alexis?
Y'all hoes kill me with that shit. But then y'all wanna, you wanna send for me so I can crank it up. Bitch, fuck my ass, sister. Y'all hoes are too fucking phony for me.
Your phone sounds horrible, girl. You need to get it together.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm about to fix it right now. Hold on. I don't know why it's giving me the.
Are you on that cheap headset again?
No, no, I don't know, motherfucker. I don't know headset, honey. Hold on.
My chumps?
I'm about to get it together. Hold on.
Huh?
Well, Kelly, let's make it hot.
No,
wait. Find Enrique's number and bring him on.
Oh, where Enrique? Tell him to press one.
To find Enrique, I'm gonna bring him on. I'm gonna teach y'all about coming to my inbox.
Okay. What's Enrique's number, honey? I don't know Enrique's number.
I bet you start hitting me up now.
Hold on.
I bet you start hitting me up. The politic that. Thank you. Thanks for reaching
hold
out.
Hold on.
Kelly.
Hold on, y'all, bitch, because y'all said y'all can't hear me. Hold on. Let me call my other phone and just hit this motherfucker shit on hold, honey.
Divine. I'm going to fuck you up, Divine.
Hi, girl.
Jill, I read your response to Lovely Post.
Oh,
I
want to
give y'all a
story. That's what story you put, you. That set me to work on.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you, girl.
Okay. Well, baby, since y'all want to wake it up, okay, I got back to New York at 10:30 the fucking morning, bitch. And that motherfucker, the story with Tony, came to my motherfucking inbox. Everybody else found out about the story sometime this afternoon. When I woke up around 7 o'clock, I seen it was posted all over motherfucking Facebook that Tony had a motherfucking warrant for inciting a motherfucking riot in North Carolina. The tea came through my motherfucking. Marcus is the one that turned in his motherfucking name, bitch, since y'all want to wake it the fuck up. Now stop fucking playing with me.
Shit.
Hold on, so the T is that I returned in his name?
That you turned in his motherfucking name since y'all want to wake the motherfucking shit up this day. That's
wow.
The T that's been going around, circulating with everybody, that you turned in his motherfucking name.
Hold on, how can you turn... I'm not even going to respond to that, but this is the thing. How can you turn somebody's name in who's already in the system?
Wait. Because I thought that he had already went to the police station and tried to resolve the thing before anything ever happened, before they even came to him.
Well, baby, I'm only telling y'all what came through my desk.
Kelly telling sounds more exciting. It gets more callers.
It doesn't sound exciting, Marcus. Y'all found out about this story this afternoon.
Kelly.
Okay, listen.
Kelly, Kelly, so come on.
I'm only telling you what came through my ears.
You have a duty to fact check a little bit, girl. You're not CNN. You're more like TMZ and those
Marcus, I don't have Marcus. Marcus, at the end of the day, Marcus, I don't have a duty. I don't have a duty to fact check. I don't have a duty to fact check anything. I'm telling you what came through my desk.
Right,
I'm not a gossip, Marcus.
You're not a journalist.
I'm telling you how the girls feel, Marcus.
Well, tell the girls to read the discovery papers.
Okay.
When somebody talks about you, I promise you their names show up in Discovery.
I'm telling you how the girls motherfucking feel about the situation. I'm telling you what came through my motherfucking desk today. All of you girls found out about the story when it went on the motherfucking 4 o'clock news this morning. I knew about the story when I got off the motherfucking plane at 10:30 this morning.
The story came out.
The story was already broke at 10:30 this morning. The girls didn't find out about the story until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it went live on the motherfucking news. I already knew about the story already.
So you sat there and did all that bullshit because you didn't want to be the bitch, the bad bitch that you claim you are, the reporter, and bring the shit up. Oh, I got you then. You won't use me, bitch.
No way.
Nah.
So,
feel about me, Miss Bay. But at the end of the day, Miss Bay, I do have a conscience, Miss Bay, and I do have a heart, and I feel bad about the whole motherfucking situation. Because regardless of the fact, yes, they started the situation, but I put the situation on the internet, so I felt bad about the motherfucking situation.
Thank you for admitting that. That's all I ever wanted you to do. Thank you. You know what, Kelly, I'm going to get off your case. I just wanted her to admit that she is... Although she didn't start the fight, she was kind of the reason why it kind of blew up to the mess that it has. I appreciate you saying at least you're a real bitch. I won't call you fake no more, girl.
Oh, God. Also, we got a double caller. 347-453, you're live on the air. 347-453, you're live on the air. But we're not going through that.
They crying.
Yeah, and that's how I felt about the situation. I felt bad about the situation. So, you know.
Oh, my God. So you got Amaya and Tony in jail?
No, Amaya's out. They let her go.
You said they didn't read her Miranda or something. I think that was the message I saw.
So now what else y'all want to talk about? What do y'all want to talk about now? Since y'all with the stories out there.
It's a moment of silence.
I want to know why the feds is tapping this damn radio station.
Marcus said the feds is not investigating.
They're listening because they feel like the callers are going to tell everything they need to be told. They're just going to put the pieces together. That's part of investigating.
And Alexis, what I said was that at this time, nobody.
Oh, wait, hold on, Marcus. Somebody asked me. They said, ask Marcus. You said in his statement. He said he did not have to give his name to the cops in his statement, but how would the cops now know his name? Ask him that.
Well, if you go back to the radio station, Tony said when he saw his face on the news, he went and turned himself in and spoke to detectives. Didn't he say that?
That wasn't even right.
Yep. That's true.
I'm only asking the question that's coming in my inbox.
Right.
And that same question, so you don't think that I'm asking you that question. That same question that the person asked me, they just posted it up in the group.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll go see who that person is. Because obviously
it's Mona. She posted it up in the group. Because
who's
the girls
Mona?
Be thinking, I don't know, baby. The girls be thinking, I be asking
that's
these questions,
one of your
bitch.
Alter egos, Kelly, girl.
No, it's not one of my alter egos, bitch. Y'all know my alter egos, bitch, please, okay? Baby. So Ms. Mona asked that question in the group, bitch, because y'all be thinking that I be asking these questions and I be trying it, bitch.
I don't know. I mean, this is the thing. And what I do want to say, Alexis, is that I don't know if the feds are investigating anything from the thing. The venue owner has been very forthcoming with me. And today was how I found out that, you know, that a warrant was filed through her. She called me today. We've kind of spoken every other day because she's been the one that's just, you know, been the reach-out person. You know, she's actually sent me the invoice on the damages and stuff like that. And so we've been talking. I think she would have told me if the FBI or the CIA or the Secret Service or anybody contacted her.
No, I'm going to tell y'all this again.
This is one subject I don't give a fuck what y'all do with it. I don't give a fuck. Next.
I think people, I think some people tend to, when they hear police, they instantly think everything is not a federal crime. So, you know, just, it is being dealt with by the Charlotte PD. Now, anything could get picked up, I'm sure. And, you know, North Carolina has their own, whatever it's called, GBI or whatever they call it, Bureau of Investigation, whatever they call it, you know, whatever. Why the phone sound like crickets? I don't know if anybody know if this is news or not for y'all, but do y'all remember Erica Andrews?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
She won the world's most beautiful transsexual pageant.
Yeah, she did win it.
Well, yeah, she passed today. So.
Oh, wow.
Our prayers out to,
Is she from Chicago?
Texas, somewhere like that.
It was on that show where the Black Queen was going off. I need to talk about it. Yeah, they only had one movie, like, I think it was on.
Yeah,
the Spanish
girl.
The Spanish girl was from Chicago. The Spanish one that worked in Macy's in the makeup counter. The other pocket boy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. She's talented.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Laura is a fucking fool. Oh, my God.
Laura is crazy.
Yes, she is.
Laura, be nice, please. Don't be nice like that.
Huh? What is this?
Oh,
she did.
Like that. Wait. She did.
Why did you hear that?
Hey, Rodney.
We probably have to go back.
Mm.
Okay.
Kelly.
Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, look, Kelly. Kelly.
Hello, hold on one minute.
Mm.
Somebody reading her.
Who is that saying that? Alexis?
Yeah.
Alexis, you gotta go to work in the morning.
You know what I was just thinking about that? This time has really fucked me up, y'all.
I didn't even watch Drag Race.
Huh?
I didn't watch Drag Race.
Who got kicked off last week? I missed it.
Last week was, oh, shit. I can't remember, Tasha. She was tired.
Now, what
would
you
kid.
Say about
I haven't seen it since.
I was on the other phone.
Do you see a number 410982? You?
410, hold on. Let me look. It's
410982.
410, hold on, wait. I reloaded the ball so I can see that I don't see it now.
Oh, this is so hot in here. Okay, let me see, 410. No, I don't see no 410 number.
Okay.
Did anybody go to Twan's funeral?
No, I know everybody from Baltimore went. I know James went. Harold went. I don't know who else went.
It's official. Lewis Ball is June 29. Well, thanks, Jack.
Well, Jack did send that out earlier today.
Oh, yeah, 7 hours ago. I don't really read these groups like that. Only certain groups.
It's all official? It's official?
Well, I mean, he posted it. No, sometimes you hear things on hearsay, so you be like, oh, you know.
Ciao. Gay Pride Weekend in New York.
Well, Kelly, you're not going anyway.
What?
The blacks will go to Pride Weekend anyway, so what difference does it make?
So you're not doing the other ball this year,
then? No, baby, that's my day that I do my ball, so I'm not doing it. I need it because they took the day.
RJ Catastrophe. Yes, I am denying. I have not spoken to the police in regards to the situation in regards to things. So Brooklyn Mona, she did not ask the question the way I asked her. Please ask him, how did the cops know he was in the system unless someone told him? Baby, unless, I guess you, Mona, maybe you've never been really arrested. The police can tell a lot by just your name. They can pull you up. Even if you don't really want to give the information, they can figure out who you are. If they have in casinos, and I just, you know, when y'all go to Vegas next week and you walk in that casino, they have systems to where they can pull up your face and instantly tell who you are and if you have a warrant or anything like that. That's not making girls nervous. Please still come to Vegas. But,
it's called facial recognition.
Yeah, it's called facial recognition. That shit is real. So, secondly, for anybody who's ever been to North Carolina, it's a very small place. So if your actions make the news for any purpose, it's going to be remembered. That's just, you know, that's hence me not wanting my face splashed all over the news. That's it. I hope I answered your question, Mona. But to directly answer your question, RJ, no, I have not made a statement to the police. You, owner, has kind of dealt with the police and all of that because I feel as though more questions will come about that, you know, that I just don't feel like answering.
Yeah.
The Carolina Wars Ball, baby.
So where's North Carolina Wars Ball that you're going to be at?
South Carolina.
I'm going to talk to. Gonna be where?
South Carolina.
North,
I doubt
where's
that.
Where's the Carolina Wars Ball gonna be next year?
The Carolina Wars Ball will more than likely be in North Carolina. I'm sure of that.
Are y'all starting to plan already?
Yeah, but
so,
have y'all
I don't know.
Forms, baby.
I don't know. You know, just to let y'all know, the Clash of the Champions Ball will be in July, you know, the free event. So the agency is still going on with it. They are very excited about it. So, you know, we know that, you know, we hope everybody comes back and joins us in the city, you know. I know D-Up don't play.
Are y'all going to have adequate security this time?
We always have adequate security, but it all depends on if people act like hooligans, like you, Kelly. You
know,
actually, Marcus,
if you look at my video, Marcus, because I have been reviewing my video, you know, with my straight friends, because they have been watching it. If you actually look at the video, Marcus, you can actually see your security guards just walking through while the girls are storming through and everything.
Well, you know what? I think this is the problem. I think the security at balls, I've always tried to hire straight security, bonded security, and I don't think they truly understand what's going on at the ball. They don't know whether they're looking at y'all hitting y'all backs on the floor as they consider that commotion too. So I think they really don't understand what to look for out of the norm. Because, I mean, just think about it. A bunch of people crowding a runway, people dancing on their back, and, you know, you touching each other and coming close to people's face. They really probably don't know. Until the chairs started flying, they probably didn't realize that it was a problem. And that's, I mean, just in their defense, I mean, when people told me that at the coldest whatever, I really couldn't believe that. They didn't know who was good and who wasn't. But honestly, having kind of analyzed the situation, because I was very hard on the security guy. I was like, you guys secure million-dollar clubs in Charlotte and really nice clubs. Why couldn't they were like, well, at a club, people are dancing, and they're dancing normally. And if we see something out of the norm, we know to stop it. We don't know what to consider out of the norm for y'all. So maybe that's the issue. Maybe I think what Duke Mizrahi from LA was talking about starting a security that was very familiar with the ball. I think that would really be good. Or even like what's the name of the security in Philly, Red Dragon? Like they've been around so long, they know what to look for.
Bam has been promoting something like that as well. He because Bam does a lot of Pittsburgh and different venues for security as well. So he had brought that to me, my attention as well, about getting, you know, a few of us together that are respected and know how to do it, but not out of the like
right.
We did in the Coders whenever. But y'all felt that the straight people were a little too aggressive. I felt like they
right.
were rational.
I mean,
but the guy came to
right.
me, like, when he saw that it was someone that, you know, he came to me and said, sir, could you help me out with these people? And then he just felt like it was just getting too aggressive, too much, you know, every time he said move, then y'all fans would come right back to the floor. So then that's when he don't know. He's like, okay, he tried me, he tried my patient, but he tried me. Or, you know, he just was, you know, he's just that man, that mentality, testosterone, like, okay, I'm more aggressive than y'all, so y'all not going to try me because I'm sure y'all gay.
Right.
That's just not how it works.
Right.
Well, I don't understand.
I think that's the problem.
I don't understand, bitch. I was over 1,200 people at the Coders whatever, and bitch, it wasn't one altercation or anything, bitch. And all these other boys,
well,
all these altercations.
And I was telling Marcus that, and I told him that it was 1,000 some people who were able to control the situation, and control the girls from fighting and doing all that type of stuff.
Right. And I also think that people come with certain mentalities. I think that certain people think that they can come to North Carolina and really have a – I mean, think about all the issues that have taken place. It has never been people from the Carolinas that have gotten into an argument or to a fight. You know, even if you go back to the second definitions ball, that wasn't North Carolina people. Any of our big brawls have never been North Carolina people. So, just maybe people, you know – It's a blessing to have people come from out of town to support your area, but it's also, people out of town, they feel as though they're invincible. They don't have to worry about it. I mean, Kelly, how do you get your stun gun involved in the clubs?
Excuse me?
How do you get your stun gun involved in the clubs?
Marcus, excuse me? Marcus, you have to realize. You have to realize who I am, Marcus. I don't go through the normal procedures that everybody else goes through, Marcus.
Well, you should. You should not get any special
treatment.
I mean,
but why? But Marcus,
I'm investing into a metal detector. One of those ones you have to
walk
through.
Well, you can invest in a metal detector.
I am the red one.
You can invest in the medicine, you can invest in the water and all of that shit, but baby, when I come to the door, baby, and I have one white or I have one something, a certain thing, you're not going to put your hands upon my clothes.
Oh, then you're not coming in, girl. Then you're not coming in. See, I never knew that people got, I don't have a real respect of person, because, I mean, when you go to the Grammys, everybody goes through security. I mean, so they're not digging in your purse because nobody really expecting you to.
But we're not talking about Marcus. We're not talking about the Grammys. We're not talking about the Grammys, Marcus. We're talking about that's Kelly. She's on this. Oh, come on, Kelly, come on through. Don't even worry about it. Come on, and I come right on through. And I step through.
Did you see that, Miss Ding? Did you see that in North Carolina? Did they just say you come on through? They told you that at the door. They didn't tell you that once you got through security.
When I came through North Carolina, Marcus, and I came through that door, Marcus, none of those securities checked my purse or anything, Marcus. I walked straight over to BB, and I said, I want to guest list, and I walked right inside.
That was a breach of security, and your ass should have been put out. Don't brag about that, because next time I will make sure you check. Because you have a reputation of turning it. Hello? I don't know. I just don't expect people to bring stuff like that to a ball. Not inside the ball. Now, if something pop off and you go to your car, I mean, I guess everybody's prepared for everything, but child, I don't know. So, Kelly, how did you get your taser in? You still didn't tell me.
Hello?
Hello?
You hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm with some peace tonight, yeah.
She walked right in, but once she took her bag, tested her, so they have no way of checking it, so we just write on her purse.
I don't know. I'm at the check on that. I really don't want to believe it.
Can y'all hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Marcus, when I went outside 4 or 5 times, Marcus, after I got up to church, spent the smoke a cigarette and everything. Everybody that went outside to smoke a cigarette got searched, they came back in, and I walked right past security every time I went in and out of that place.
You know what, did you, because I've seen people do that, too, when you act too gay to security, don't want to check you. Did you, like, queen out or something? They'd be like, well,
I Marcus, know. Marcus, do I look like Marcus? Do I look like I need to act like a faggot, Marcus, baby, okay? Marcus, it's a simple fact.
I'm not going to incriminate myself. I'm not going to answer that question.
Marcus, it's a simple,
okay.
Live
and breaking news. I'm posting the video. I just recorded the news. I'm gonna post.
Marcus,
that.
It's a simple fact, Marcus, about how you look and how you carry yourself, baby. You know, girls wanna
Girl.
Come in there, baby. You know.
Well, I guess I gotta be.
Baby.
I guess I'll have to be a little more clear at the next function.
Marcus,
unless they're paying you, everyone gets checked. Everyone.
Baby. And then I just tell them I'm VIP mistake, baby. Please.
VIP. Girl, well, honey.
Marcus, do you know, let me tell you something, Marcus, I don't know what happened outside the North Carolina Awards Board this year, but the cops was outside for a few minutes, and they were stopping everybody from going outside to smoke, baby. I came right through, Marcus, and I said, I need to go outside
to
smoke.
That was the venue. The guy that owns the place is a cop. That's the reason why
okay.
The girls tried to.
Okay, so when that whole situation happened and the cops was outside and they were stopping the girls from going outside, Marcus, I walked right past them and said, I'm VIP, I need to go outside to smoke. And I went outside and I sat in that little concrete thing outside and I smoked my cigarette and came back in. All the girls was gagging. Like, how did she get to go outside? We've been waiting here for half an hour. Okay, Marcus, I keep telling you, Marcus, I'm not these normal girls, Marcus.
Well, girl, you're going to get normal treatment July 6th, girl.
I got to bring my motherfucking gun with me to Chicago, okay? And I'm going to get it in full and I'm going to show it to you in the bathroom.
Grant, I promise you, you'll be sitting in Cook County because you are a felon who is not supposed to have a gun.
I can have a gun in Chicago.
I can have a gun, period, girl.
Okay. Baby, watch, you gotta gag with sick. You gotta gag with sick. I'm gonna eat it up so fierce for you in Chicago, Miss Sick.
Can you vote, girl?
Yes, Marcus, I vote every year, Marcus. I'm not a felon, Marcus.
Hold on, you're not a felon.
No, I'm not, Marcus. I can vote in everything. I'm registered to vote in everything. Would you like me to put my register to vote card up?
I still don't think you can have no gun, girl. You're a felon.
Why not? I have never been convicted of a violent crime, Marcus.
What a violent crime got to do with it? You're a felon.
No, Marcus, it's a difference. It's all
no,
different
Marcus
types of felons.
Marcus,
it's a whole different type. It's
no,
a whole
Kelly,
different type
it.
Of.
Kelly, I got you. She had to be convicted of a valid crime in order to not be able to carry a gun or have a gun license.
And I have never been convicted of a violent crime, mistake. I'm not these other girls. I'm not these other girls that get locked, mistake, in the store for crap, mistake, and want to tear it down with the police and the security, mistake. I go willingly.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna get back to you in the back cave about that. I don't know.
You're a gagger. I'm coming to Chicago, bitch. I'm coming to Chicago, Brent.
Well, hold on, girl.
And I'm bringing
the gun in your
hand,
girl.
I'm coming to Chicago, and I'm going to bring a whole arsenal to the ball, bitch. And I'm going to just fit it in a bag, and I'll be like, Marcus, you see what security let me in with, Marcus? And I'm going to give you the whole bag, Marcus.
Security, the ball is going to be canceled. Security is going to put you out. You're going to Cook County. I promise you, you're going to Cook County.
Why am I going to Cook County if I'm giving it to you? I'm just letting you know how your security is.
No, the girl, well, Miss Thing, that's going to make me, Rodney, put that on the list, girl. Put that on the list, honey.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. He paid me, honey. He really went his door
for it. No, Marcus, what you do is you fire your security on the spot.
Right. Be like,
bitch. You fire your security on the spot. You fire them on the spot, and then you hire me.
No, ma'am.
Baby, trust me, when I talk, the girls listen, bitch, honey. I'm the best security there is.
Most people listen. I really want to say this. I really wish, and I really want to apologize to Sanaya and Andre. I believe had they vogued that night, that would have changed the whole mood, and that fight would have never took place.
And
I'm really sorry I wasn't up there to see that, because I know, you know, when Sanaya says she wants to vogue and that never, and, you know, that rarely ever happens, you know, I think that would change the whole mood and the ball wouldn't have, you know, ended the way it did. And that's where I accept blaming that, too. I should have been up there. But I certainly would have. I would have pulled out some money to see it. Because she doesn't, you know, when's the last time that she really vogued at a ball? Like, even besides her LSS, I mean.
Oh, yes. Yes, My sister Devine was not having it, honey. She posted the video up, Miss Day. Okay. Oh, shit, bitch. You know what, Miss Day? It's just us talking, Miss Day. We can do this on our own phone lines, Miss Day, because we all girlfriends, bitch. Okay. Everybody say good night. We about to get up out of here.
Okay. Come on. You see that, Kelly?
Yeah, I see it, bitch. I'm watching it, honey.
Jack. Bitch, Alexis, where you at, girl?
No, Alexis is gone, honey. Alexis is gone. Baby.
Oh, girl.
But everybody say good night. We can talk about this in the chat room, buddy.
All right. Night-night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, I love y'all all for loving me. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, where the Tea Party Cast will definitely be live on the air. Don't forget Wednesday night, my legendary sister, the icon Jasmine Couture, will definitely be on the line with the State of Emergency show, honey. Definitely get out there, honey. It's definitely going to be cute. It's definitely going to be working. I'm the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. Bye-bye.